Last year I preached on this passage. I'd just like to read it today as we think of our confession of sin from Luke 13. Now on the same occasion there were some present who reported to Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their own sacrifices. And he answered and said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were greater sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this fate? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or do you suppose that those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them were worse culprits than all the men who lived in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The last 2 weeks we've heard a lot about Haiti. There have been a lot of preachers, including Pat Robertson, who have made comments publicly that have sometimes been affirmed by people and at other times condemned by people. What I think we need to do is be biblical, and that is that God judges nations. But we don't always know why and what specifically for. God is the Lord of the nations. But what we find here is that when a natural disaster occurred, and when there was a judgment through the hands of Pilate upon a group of people here, Jesus does not say, well, they were worse, they were more wicked. What he does is he speaks to the situation of the people. What we should do when we hear of a situation like Haiti and the judgment of God upon a nation, as God judges upon nations for their idolatry and for various other purposes, what we should do is do self-reflection instead. That's what Jesus says. He says to them, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Today we celebrate and honor a day that is a day that is, as Roosevelt once called a day of infamy. And that is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday is a day of infamy. It is a day that celebrates a tragic event, and we've attempted to turn it into something significant and valuable, and that is a day to celebrate life. But it is also a day, I believe, to repent as a people. To repent as people of America, to repent as Christians, and then to eventually repent as individuals as well. Judgment befalls nations. It befell Haiti. I'm not sure why. I'm sure we can speculate on many reasons why. But what it should do is cause us to reflect upon our own need for repentance, our own continual need to repent. And today, as we have this special day of Sanctity of Human Life, a day to celebrate life, it is also a day to repent of the wickedness in our land. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to pray. Pray, and I'm going to name three things and ask you to pray your own silent prayer for each of these. The first will be to pray for repentance for our nation and God's mercy upon us, for repentance for the church that has turned a blind eye oftentimes to the death of these children, and thirdly, for our own repentance for the individual sins in our lives and for our oftentimes far too negligent concern for the unborn. So let us pray. Lord, we repent as a nation. And Lord, we confess our sins of negligence as the church. And Lord, we repent of those individual sins in our lives. And we repent for our lack of concern for the unborn and the tragedy of murder in our land. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're a God who heals and delivers, who most of all forgives sins. Thank you for removing our sins from us as far as east is from west. We turn away from our wickedness, we turn to you, and we embrace our forgiveness. Thank you, dear Jesus. In your holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.